I want to start just by sharing, before we get back into Mizil Sharm, and I hope finish up the Akdama today, I just want to share a Torah from this past parasha, which I think connects a lot to what we're doing here. We all know the famous story of the Milchama, the fight between the Sar Shel Esav and Yaakov. You have to ask, the question has to be asked, how did the Sar Shel Esav have the ability to fight with Yaakov and even damage Yaakov? Meaning, ultimately, Yaakov Avinu came out victorious. He was Matzliach, he defeated the Sar Shel Esav, but the Sar Shel Esav in the middle gave him Kafi Arach Yaakov, hit him, damaged him. Till today, we can't eat the Gidan Asher for this reason, right? How do you have that ability? So I'll say something which I could only say because I saw it in the Sfarno as well, that told us Yaakov Yosef. If you have a little more of a Hasidic heart and want to hear from there, it was the same exact Torah. And they say that the Pasuk says, Vayavasar Yaakov Levado, Vayavik Ishimo. As you all know that Pasuk, right? Because it's a song, right? Vayavasar Yaakov, right? So we know the song, exactly. The Kumzitz, right? Vayavasar Yaakov Levado, Vayavik Ishimo. Is teaching us, Vayavik Ishimo, the man fought with him. Why? Vayavasar Yaakov Levado. Because Yaakov was alone. What does it mean alone? Not just alone from people. But Vayavasar Yaakov Levado, he was alone even from the Eibishter, even from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Whatever that means. For a few moments, he wasn't connected. He didn't have the Vekus. And when you're not connected to Hashem, you're prone to be damaged. You're prone to be hit by the Yetzer Hara in a very serious way. And our avoid has to be that we're always mizdabek to Hashem. We're feeling close to Hashem. If I feel like I'm walking with Hashem always, so then I'm not prone to Yetzer Hara. I could defeat the Yetzer Hara always. It's very easy. It's when I'm alone from the Yetzer Hara. I'm levado chas Hashem. Then by avek yishimo. And I think all that we're doing when we talk about these in Yonim, mitzvahs that are mitzvahs tmedius, mitzvahs that we can be connected to every moment, avas Hashem and yiras Hashem and dveikus Hashem, it's all to build that relationship with Hashem, that I'm always with Hashem, and there's no levado. And if there's no levado, I'm always going to be matzliach v'az Hashem's barach. All right, let's continue. Mesilas Hasharim towards the end of the Akdama. Shleimas Halev. We're up to Shleimas Halev. It's a new paragraph of mine. You guys probably should be a new paragraph, right? Shleimas Halev. When he's separating all the different foundations of Avodas Hashem based on the pasuk of Mashem Lekecha Yor, Shalom Yimachim Liyira, L'Ava, L'Ava Hashem Lekecha. And here we have Shleimas Halev. When we say B'chol Levavcha, you have to serve Hashem B'chol Levavcha with all of your heart, the pasuk says. L'Ava Hashem Lekecha B'chol Levavcha. Shleimas Halev. What does it mean, Shleimas Halev? Shleimas, a complete heart. Serve Hashem with a complete heart. Let's just read a little, explain. Shetia ha'avoyde lefanav yizbarach b'toyer ha'kavana. That when you serve Hashem, it should be with a pure intention. My kavana, not just my maisim that I do, not just my actions, but I have to have kavana. I have to have proper intentions. We pass commit to srichas kavana on some level. I in the Mishnah Brewer there, by Kriya Shema, it doesn't mean on such a deep level of tzricha, that you're ma'akev. But you have to have kavana that I'm doing it for the right reason, meaning that Hashem created me to do this, that Hashem commanded me to do this. I'm doing it to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Hayin, let's read one more line. L'tachlus avodasa b'vad v'lo l'shum p'niyah acheres. And not for any ulterior motive, not for any other reason. I'm serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu and doing this because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me to. Now there are deeper kavanos of understanding the Tama mitzvah, the Shorosh mitzvah. All that is extra in his Hidr mitzvah already, as Mishnah Brewer explains over there. But at least I'm doing it because God asked me to do it for that kavana. Not chas v'shalom, I'm supporting yeshiva so that my name is on the wall. I'm not helping the yeshiva for my name to be on the wall, for kavod. That's for l'pniyah acheres. Or I'm not going and doing a guy a favor and giving him a ride because I know next week I'm going to need a ride. That's a p'niyah acheres. And I'm not learning so that when I'm in the parish of Shiduchim, I can say I'm learning in a yeshiva now, so that I get a better shidduch. These are all the p'niyah acheres. By the way, not to say, going back to the example, that having your name on the wall is always wrong and usur. A lot of rabbanim push it when those give tzedakah. The ikr, the tam has to be, because I want to help. But some will argue and say that it's important to be meforsim so that other people give tzedakah. So we have to be meforsim that people give, then other people will give. Not to get into that right now. But the ikr is that we have shleimas alev, means the proper kavana in a mitzvah, which is mainly because Kadosh Baruch Hu asked me to do it. That's the ikr kavana. Hashem wanted me to do it. You know, there's an isser called isser ribbis. Right? What is ribbis? What is Rebbis? Lending with interest. And Chazal teaches it's a very, very severe chait. In fact, you see in the Navi, it seems like maybe even chayv misa, not literally chayv misa, but we see that it's something very severe. You can ask yourself, what's so severe about Rebbis? Granted, it's not the best way to lend money, but you're still helping the guy. Right? If you look in the Rambam, lending someone money, b'li ribis, without interest, is one of the highest levels of tzedakah. Because you're making them feel much better than giving. When you give someone tzedakah, you make them feel bad. I have to take. When you give them a loan, an interest-free loan, b'li ribis, they don't feel bad about it. Okay, I'm going to pay you back eventually. Okay, so now I'm adding ribis to it. I'm adding interest. L'maisa, the guy is asking for it. I'm not forcing him to do this. He wants it. He needs the favor. Oh, but it's not as big a favor. Okay, shkoyach, it's not as big a favor. I could have done him a better favor, a bigger favor, and give him without ribbis, right? But still, to say it's an is, okay, so say it's not a mitzvah on such a high level. Still even seems like a mitzvah. Or even if you want to say it's not a mitzvah because I'm taking interest. But to say that it's an iser, to say that it's wrong, what's so wrong? So Chaim Shalavitz, Tzichus Musar, explains the most amazing idea. You see, he says that when you lend with ribbis, you're taking something that should be a mitzvah of Hashem, lending money to someone without interest, and you're turning it into lepinia acheres, a whole different rhyme or reason. You're not doing it for the mitzvah, you're doing it for yourself. You're taking a mitzvah and contaminating the mitzvah based on the kavanas ha-mitzvah, which is mainly what now? I'm no longer looking to help someone, I'm looking to help myself. Who ultimately is helped by that? I'm helped by that. I'm making money off the deal. So I've completely changed and altered and destroyed the kavanas ha-mitzvah, the shleimas ha-lev of the mitzvah, when it comes to an iser of ribbis. The Rebbeinu Shlom, the Chazal teaches, Rachamana Liva Bayi. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just want us to do maisim, wants to do maisim full of our heart and our emotions and our kavanas. That's what it means, shleimas ha-lev. And nachas v'shom l'pnia acheres. Nachas v'shom for some ulterior motive. Because ultimately, if it's an ulterior motive, I'm eventually going to drop the mitzvah. And ultimately, you could think, am I really even performing the mitzvah? And look inside, he continues on to explain what this means, shleimas ha-lev. V'nechlau b'zeh, listen closely, because I've been speaking about the negative kavanah. But listen to this. V'nechlau b'zeh, included in this concept of shleimas ha-lev, she'a libo sholem b'avoda. Your heart should be so complete in Avodah Hashem, v'lo kiposeach al shtei asifim, and not divided in two ways, meaning, yeah, I'm doing it for Hashem and for another reason. O ke'oisa mitzvos anoshim melumada, or that I'm doing it mechanically, out of rote. Shleimas Alev is not like just what we just explained, that it's a negative kavana, you're doing it for some ulterior motive, which is not good reason. But even if you're doing it for no reason, which is often the case, unfortunately, in the society we live in, where we're trained to do mitzvos day in and day out, I'm trained that I have to daven three times a day, and I have to put on tefillin, and I have to wear tzitzis, but there's zero kavan, zero thought. It's what's called anoshim lumada, mitzvos anoshim lumada. It's mechanical. My avodah, like a robot, robotically I keep mitzvos. It's a machla that we don't even comprehend how deep this machla is. Where there's such, this mechanical avodah Hashem. What we do, with no thought involved. No, and then there's no kesher l'Hashem, no connection. Ellen, let's finish here. Kol libo nasun l'zeh. Our whole heart has to be into it. Our whole heart has to be into avodah Hashem. It's rachmano liba boy. By the way, ultimately, that's when you feel connection through it. That's when it feels exciting. That's when you're going to want to do more and want to grow in Avodah Hashem. Otherwise, it's not meaningful. It's just actions. And finally, one last paragraph. Shmiras kol ha-mitzvos. It's an interesting category of the Ramchal. The Ramchal, all these until now, Yira, Ava, Shleimas Alev, even Alicha B'drachav, which is Midos, are all very machshava-oriented, very thought-oriented, very much lave-oriented, the seichel-oriented, our heart and our mind. Here's just Pashit, Shemiras Kol HaMitzvos, keeping all the mitzvos. And he ends with this, and he says Kimashmo, as it implies, meaning, I don't mean anything so deep here. Just do all the mitzvos. The Hainu, that is, and let's just read the last line in this paragraph, Shemiras Kol HaMitzvos Kulon, keeping all the mitzvos, Bechol Dikdukean Usnaen, with all their details and all their conditions. Keeping Kol HaTorah. Why is he ending with this? I think in two reasons. Number one, when you focus so much in Ava and Yira and Kavana, sometimes lo aleinu, a person could lose sight of the Iker, of the Maisim, of actually doing. And we turn our religion into a religion of Ichvesnish, like some of the other religions, where it's all about the mind and all about the heart, and you don't actually have to do anything. Meaning, there are people who go around, I love God, I feel close to God, so I could daven whenever I want, and I could do whatever I want, but I feel close to God. Free bird, you know? No, chas v'sholom. Avodah Zarah Hashem is also avodah of maisim, shmiras kol ha-mitzvos. But I think there's another focus here, which teaches us a certain machshava. That word kol. Not just shmiras ha-mitzvos. Shmiras kol ha-mitzvos. And he emphasized, I know shmiras kol ha-mitzvos, kulon. All of them. What do you mean? We find so many Jews. Lo aleinu, we find so many Yidden. When it comes to Avodah Hashem, yeah, they believe. And yeah, they have a certain foundation in Avodah Hashem, Shabbos and Kashrus. But then it comes into more of the less popular mitzvos. Suddenly we find Jews who are picking and choosing. This mitzvah I connect to and I'm going to do. This mitzvah I don't understand. It's not part of me. I didn't grow up with that mitzvah being so important. Lo aleinu, unfortunately, we find in teenage society, specifically in the modern Orthodox world, where certain isurim are just not looked at as isurim, unfortunately. When it comes to relationships between girls and boys, and when it comes to the physical relationship between a girl and a boy, as if this is okay. I'll learn, I'll daven, but this is okay. It's not Shmiras Kol HaMitzvahs, it's Shmiras Mitzvahs. I'm picking and choosing. And like my Rebbe Rav Lachman likes to say all the time, there are winter halachos, there are summer halachos. The Shulchan Aruch is different in the winter and in the summer for some individuals. Chas v'shalom that we should pick and choose. When we pick and choose, what are we really doing? We're no longer serving the Rabbono Shalom, we're really just serving ourselves. If we're a Yid who picks and chooses, we're using religion for ourselves to feel good. But if it's true religion, Avodah Hashem, I mean, I'm Shmiras Kol HaMitzvos. Every mitzvah has to say, you know, but I don't understand that one, Rabbi. I don't understand, that one doesn't talk to me. But if you understand, like what we said earlier, that time of every mitzvah is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded you to do it. So actually the reason behind every mitzvah is the same. So what do you mean this one talks to me, this one doesn't talk to me? Forget about all the extra kavanas and extra meaning. The Iker meaning is the same by all. Shmiras Kol HaMitzvos. When it's easy, when it's hard, I can't chas v'shalom pick and choose. What the Rebbeinu Shlomo knows what's best for me. I know what's best for me, I don't know anything. I think I know what's best for me, I don't know anything. So that's the final, that's where he lives off. Shmiras Kol HaMitzvos. And we end the Akdama with a paragraph, a lengthy paragraph, and we're going to read through this. We're going to finish it up today. After discussing why he wrote the Sefer, and discussing some of the sodos of what the Sefer will bring us, so he says as follows: Eil Garamchal, Vinei Kol Eila Klolim. All these principles he's mentioned: Ava, Yira, Shleimus Aleiv, Dveikus, Tzrichim, Pirish Gadol. They all need great explanation. I found Chazal shekolu hachalakim eila b'seder v'chiluk achar yosef prati. I found that organized all the different parts in an organization, one after another. Umesuder l'fi adraga mistrachas b'mliknos zamalchon, and he organized them according to the levels that were necessary to acquire them, step by step. Step by step. And he's going to quote what this is. Basically, what the Ramchal is saying is, yeah, there's a lot here and it's heavy, But in Avodas Hashem, we have to go step by step. Lefi Adrogam Estrachabem Liknos Hashem. Like on a ladder, you can't skip steps or you're going to fall. It's got to be step by step. Our growth in Avodas Hashem has to always be step by step. We look and we know this. We take on too much too quickly. We drop everything. It's not real. It's not part of who we are. Our growth has to be step by step, the Ramchal is saying. And there's an order, a way to liknos, a way to acquire steps. You can't skip to higher steps before we go through lower steps. You're going to learn calculus BC before you learn simple algebra. It's impossible. You won't know what's flying. And some of you didn't try to jump. I remember this one particular friend of mine. We were learning Shana Aleph in Eretz Yisrael. And it was Sukkot time. I remember exactly where this was. It was Sukkot time. I'm sitting on a bench with him in what was then the Lerom, which you guys know as the Imbal, right outside the elevators. There were a few benches there, like by the steps going down, near that room where we have the Shal Shudas, right outside there. We were talking, and this particular individual was in a yeshiva, not known for guys who are such big masmidim at the beginning, don't want to mention the name. And he was a guy in high school that was, probably didn't know what Masechta we were learning senior year. And here we are, it's literally 6 weeks into Eretz Yisrael, it's Sukkot time. And this guy's sitting there telling me how he can't wait back, get back to yeshiva. And he's learning 10, 12 hours a day already. And I remember him bringing up how he started talking about women covering their hair and started, he was very H Lahava against those women who don't cover their hairs and how could it be? And that he would never dream of marrying someone. Not, and this is like 6 weeks prior, what the guy was doing, my words can't come out of my mouth. And here he is 6 weeks later, talking like the firmest person in the world, learning all day. He already put on a black hat. The guy was already wearing a hat, I remember. And it was during Shana Aleph, a few months later, I see him and Mamish, almost everything is gone. He's back to as if he was in high school. Because it was too much too quickly. When you have too much too quickly, it's not real, it's not deep. Baruch Hashem, over years he progressed and he's an Eved Hashem. And it happens to be his wife does cover her hair in the end, by the way. But Lemaisa, too much too quickly. That's what the Ramchal is saying, it has to be a Seder. And what Seder, he quotes from Pinchas Ben Yar. V'mashamar b'braisa huva b'mekomos shonim b'shas. And he is going to set up a sefer based on the brisa that's brought all over Shas. Ve'echemem beperek lifnei edehan in avodah zara and zel lishono. We're just going to read through it. We don't have the time now. Now's not the time to explain. That's what the whole sefer is. Mikan amar Pinchas ben Yair. Torah mevi'a lidei zehiras. Learning Torah. Torah itself, which is, you see, it's the first step in anything, is learning Torah. That's the first step. Torah mevi'a lidei zehiras brings you to watchfulness, to being careful in not doing averos. Zehiras mevi'a lidei zrizus, and carefulness and watchfulness in not doing averos brings you to diligence, and that's more zrizus and zealousness in our positive mitzvah performance. Zrizus mevi'a lidei nikias, and that will bring you, that zrizus will bring you to cleanliness, which means a higher level of wiping out, doing wrong in averos, and connecting to holiness. Nikias may be the precious. The next step will be precious, which is abstinence, complete denial, staying away from anything negative for you. Precious may be the tahara, that brings you to a state of purity. I'm pure, which is a higher level. Again, we're not going to explain now what each of these levels is. Tahara may be the chasidus, that brings you to a state of piousness, to piety, which is not what we call chasidim bizman hazeh necessarily, although they can be, it could be any of us, a very high level of avodas Hashem. Chasidus mevi di anava, that brings humility. We see humility is a very high level. It's like ish moshe anav ma'od. To be truly humble is this very high level. Anava mevi di yiras chet, and that will build yiras chet, to truly be in awe of sinning at all, is a higher level than all of these. And yiras chet mevi di kedusha, that brings you to a state of holiness, where I won't sin at all. Kedusha maybe the Ruach HaKodesh, which could build Ruach HaKodesh, a certain divine inspiration and understanding of Hashem. And Ruach HaKodesh maybe the Tchias HaMesim, It brings Tchias HaMesim. Tchias HaMesim is a supernatural way of bringing back life. It brings back life within yourself as well, it could mean. And that's the highest of levels. Again, now's not the time. Let's just finish off. The hour is a little bit late, but we're so close to the end of the Akdama. I want to finish the Akdama today. This is the way he set up the Sefer. Starts talking about Zahirus, and then he goes into Zrizus, and then Nikius, because that's the way you have to grow. Listen to the humility, talking about the humility, which is very high level, the Ramchal. To teach myself, he wrote it for himself. And to mention to others, Tanai Avodah Shleimel Madragasam, the conditions of complete Avodah Hashem. He's going to define and explain in each part, in each chelek, its character traits and the parts and details. Haderech liknos also mahi mafsidim, haderech lishomer mehem, the way to acquire them, the that which could bring you to lose them, to keep them. Ki ekrabo ani. Listen to the lashon of the Ramchal. Ki ekrabo ani, and I will read this. He's writing this to give mussar to himself. Look at this. Tzadik, how he talks. Ki akrabo ani, v'chol mi sheyimtza bo nachas. And anyone else who will find some nachas from it. L'man nilmod li'ir Hashem elkeinu. So we could learn how to fear Hashem, our God, to be in awe. V'lo tishkach mimenu chavetzeinu l'fanav. And we'll never forget our obligation towards Him. V'asher chomrios ha'teva mishtav l'hasar milibeinu. And all physical, natural tendencies that are negative will remove. Hakriya v'staklus yalal z'choreinu. By reading it and by staring into these words, it will dawn upon our memory, v'ireinu, and it will stir us up, el metzuva aleinu, to that which is commanded of us. V'Hashem yiyah b'chisleinu, Hashem will be in our aspirations, v'yishma ragleinu milachad, and we'll watch over our feet from faltering. V'tiskayim banu b'koshos ha'mishora avav l'lokov, and we'll fulfill inside ourselves the request of the beloved singer to Hashem, who's talking about who? David HaMelech, Horeini Hashem Darkecha, Aleich Bamitecha. Show me, Hashem, your ways, that I will walk in truth. Yached Levavi, make my heart one. Remember, Shlema Zalev, one, only for Hashem. L'yira Shemecha, to be in awe of your name, that I should have one, only my pulling me only towards you and nowhere else. Amen, Kein Yiratzon. So we see that's how the Ramchal ends, that he's going to set up the Sefer, the Agdama. Say Hadronach Hagdamos of the Mesil Sharim. The Mesil Sharim we see is that chashav in understanding the chashivas of Musa, the chashivas of the Sefer. Bezhem, we should be zoicha that all the yisodas that we started to speak about and that we've just given Hagdama upon, we should, Bez Hashem, make one in our lev and be able to serve that Kaddish Baruch Hu as he spoke about today, b'shleimas alev, and be one with that Kaddish Baruch Hu and never feel levado in our lives. And Bez Hashem, looking forward next week to Perek Aleph of Chayvas Adam B'Lama.